Running Out of Time by Margaret Peterson Haddix. Read by Kimberly Schraff. 1. The light woke Jessie, though it was just a glimmer downstairs. She eased out of bed, being careful not to disturb her sister, Hannah.
Ma?
Jessie whispered by the ladder down from the loft. In a few moments, her mother's tired face appeared below, illuminated by a flickering candle. It's the Bentons, she said. Caleb says both Sally and Betsy are sick. Everybody called Jessie's mother the midwife, but she did a lot more than deliver babies. In Clifton, anyone who got sick at night called on her. Most people, Jessie thought, seemed to wait until dark to get sick, so they wouldn't have to go to Dr. Pfister. Dr. Pfister always gave prescriptions like, make a poultice of chokeberries and rub it on your neck 3 times a day. He made a real show of it. He used to slip a packet of pills under the table, too. Pills that really worked. Anymore, though, he just gave the folk remedy. Jessie hadn't seen any of the pills in a long time.
Can I come and help?
Jessie asked Ma. I don't want you catching anything. Jessie gave her mother what Pa called that pitiful please look, and she relented. All right, you can carry my bag. But I don't want you coming inside until I find out what Sally and Betsy have. Jessie pulled her dress off the nail by her bed and yanked it over her head. Then she scrambled down the ladder and took her boots from beside the door. She was ready by the time Ma finished dressing. Grown women had to worry about clothing.